Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts. This is DC Love. This evening, I'm joined by Liz Pfister. Liz, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, DC. It's nice to have you back. I hope you're feeling better this week.
I am. Thank you. And you know what? Today is International Puppy Day. Can you imagine how adorable?
Oh.
So I think we should honor not only the puppies. Yeah, but, you know, we're going to honor all the little four-legged friends, right?
Absolutely.
And Ginger, she really loves that idea, you know, because everybody, you know, I started off as a puppy. So we're just going to honor all those beautiful four-legged friends. So with that being said, Liz, can you tell everyone a little bit about you and, of course, about our amazing co-host, Mary, and start us off maybe with the bowl that you brought?
Absolutely. So I'm Liz Pfister. I'm a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. I do tarot cards, Reiki healing, meditation coaching, spiritual coaching, among many other things. I'm an ordained minister as well, and I also stream every week on my Facebook page. You can find me at Liz P. Love and Love on Facebook and Instagram, but every Tuesday at 7 o'clock I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation, and I'm also a oracle card deck creator as well, as a holistic center owner now, which is about to really start taking off and getting busy. So a lot of things going on for me, as well as Mary. Mary's been, you know, bringing herself right along here since we started the show and upping all the things she does as well. So Mary Hernandez is an intuitive empath with the abilities to communicate with spirit. She works with a lot of card decks, as many of our callers know, to get messages through from spirit and the angels. She's also a Reiki healer and offers numerology readings, because numerology is just so important. It's a huge bridge between us and, you know, our life purpose and all those things. It's a very cool service that she offers, if you have the chance. And, of course, she does her card readings online as well. So you can contact her on her website. She does do private readings for people at theangelwithin.com, and it's T-H-E-E, angel. Within.com, or you can email her at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. Now, how about you, DC? Oh, let me play my bowl. I forgot. So, today I brought with us the Heart Bowl because I always think there's always room for more love, right? So, save all our love, all our joy, as well as our inner peace. So, the color of the heart is green. If everyone that's listening wants to take a nice big deep breath in through their nose, let it out through their mouth. Get your feet planted firmly on the floor as you take another deep breath in and let it out. And as you take your next deep breath in, you can let your eyes close a little bit and maybe focus your attention on the color green as I play the sound of the heart as you release your exhale.
Wow, that was amazing, Liz. I felt that so deeply in my heart chakra. It felt amazing. Beautiful.
Ooh. Yes, it's
beautiful.
Pretty powerful,
beautiful.
You know. That vibration.
Yeah,
down,
really beautiful.
Out into the world for everyone.
Yes. Well, you know, a little bit about me, very little. I'm a small, medium, at large. I'm a spiritual jack of all trades, as well as being a telephone to the divine. My crazy journey started off with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So it's been crazy. It's been wild. It's been amazing, and I'm so blessed to be here. And with that being said, I do have a couple messages. We have Mother Mary coming in first, and she's saying, "Beloveds, it is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. I bring you love and positive energy. I bring it to each of you. I am feeling the heaviness. It is so heavy within your hearts at this time. Please continue to focus on all that brings you joy. Move beyond the darkness into the light. Continue to focus on your heart space, breathing in love and breathing out love. Do not take everything before you so seriously at this time. Hold space in your heart as well for those that are around you. And remember, you are never separated from Source or each other. Walk with others on this beautiful path through life without trying to change anyone. Be an instrument of the positive change that is so needed at this time. And I will be there with you. I love you, Mother Mary. So Mother Mary came in first, and Ginger had come in, and she had a bucket, and she had a couple sponges and some towels, and I'm looking at her, and I'm saying, what is going on? And she's saying, well, as you know, spring has sprung, of course. So she's asking everyone, hey, guys, are you ready for a little spring cleaning? I don't know if you started yet, but soon it's going to be time to really, you know, start cleaning your home again. Everything has been, you know, shut and closed for the, you know, the cold months, and now spring is upon us. But don't forget, not only do you have to, you know, clean your home, you've got to go beyond that and think about your mind, your body, you know, your spirit, because getting rid of the old energy is really important, and you make room for the new. And, you know, if you don't, you're going to have blocks in your physical life, and you're going to have some issues as well, you know, spiritually. So with that being said, Ginger has invited in a few of our archangels, Liz.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming in to clear our areas. If they could clean them as well, it would be so much more wonderful. I'd be so much happier.
Yes, right?
Yeah, but the angels are here, and the archangels, and they're here to clear our living space as well as our etheric bodies. And they're saying, beloveds, it is equally important to clear both. Our chakras are energetic centers in our body. When in alignment, they are open and they are free of any blockages. And we're only going to cover the seven main chakras, which begin, of course, at the base of the spine. And they continue all the way up to the top of our heads. These are the seven main energy centers that contain the vital life force energy. If they do, in fact, become blocked or maybe unbalanced, then the other chakras have to compensate a little bit more. So we're going to start off by saying our homes, believe it or not, they reflect our chakras as well. So it is beneficial to clear both our living spaces and our chakras. And spring, of course, is a really good time to think about that. So we're going to begin at the base of our spines, the root chakra, which is also connected with the basements in our homes for those of us that have basements. And if you don't have a basement, everyone, I would imagine, they have toilets, and they too are included in this chakra. So we have Archangel Sandalphon. He's the archangel associated with this beautiful root chakra. And he's saying, beloveds, if your basement is cluttered, you may in fact find as well that you're having problems in your life with career or finances. Your etheric body, if unbalanced, may show signs in the areas of the feet, the legs, the immune system, as well as maybe having an imbalance in regard to providing our basic needs. And as well, your toilets are equally important because this is where energy is eliminated from the physical body. So Archangel Sandalphon asks that you close your eyes and you now envision roots from the base of your spine going all the way down to Mother Earth. See the beautiful red color beginning to glow very brightly. Allow this color to cleanse and balance your root chakra. Now we're going to move up to the sacral chakra, and we have Archangel Shamuel coming in. And we're going to talk about the master bedroom. The master bedroom is associated with the sacral chakra, as well as maybe a spare bedroom that could even be used for other purposes. Maybe you have an extra bedroom, you use it as a home office. This is, you know, very important because these spaces represent love. And Archangel Shamuel is here today helping us to clear the chakra associated with the beautiful color orange and clear any negativities in these areas. And for the, you know, for the body, it would be right below the navel. So if this area is not balanced, you may feel like you're not in control of your life. As well, you may be having emotional issues, or you may not love yourself the way you should, causing you issues in regard to having a healthy relationship as well with another. There also may be problems with sensuality and joy, and you could even find that you have maybe urinary or reproductive issues. So Shamuel asks that you take in a few deep breaths at this time, and on the in-breath, breathe in unconditional love. And then on the out breath, breathe out anything that is not love. Do you feel lighter? I hope so. Notice how the beautiful orange color around the sacral chakra is growing. It's glowing now. It's so bright. We now move up to the solar plexus chakra, and we have Archangel Uriel with us. And in your living space, the bathrooms, the laundry areas, the family areas, our personal areas, they all are associated with this chakra. You may notice as well, there may be an issue or a problem with owning your own power. Or you may not be able to set boundaries or manifest. There may be self-esteem issues. You may have some stress. You may also notice allergies, fatigue. There can also be a disconnect, body, mind, and spirit. So we have Uriel beginning to align this beautiful chakra and transmuting any blockages you may be having. You may see a beautiful yellow glowing light that begins to surround you. It may feel as warm as the sun, and it is filled with amazingly vibrant energy. We now move up to the heart chakra, which is located in the middle of the chest, and Archangel Raphael is present. This area represents both physical and divine love. If this area is blocked, you may have a feeling of loneliness, not be able to move forward in your life. You could lack compassion, and you may not feel your connection with the divine. This area is also associated with your kitchen, your dining room, as well as, you know, hallways that you have within your home. Matters of the heart, as well as problems with the physical heart, you know, could be of concern to you. You may have an inability to connect with your joy. Raphael is surrounding you with his emerald green light, and you may now feel it begin to permeate your heart area. You may even see the beautiful green light as he's working on you. It feels beautiful. Next, we're going to move up to our throat chakra, and we have Archangel Michael. He's associated with this chakra, and he's letting you know if you have clear communication, or maybe you notice you have physical throat issues, there may be an issue with this chakra, and it may, in fact, be blocked. As well, you may notice problems with creativity or even self-expression. You may find that you have thyroid issues as well. Archangel Michael is letting you know that your family room, your living room, you know, all these areas are connected with this, you know, area as well. So if any of these areas, you know, are cluttered, they're not like clutter-free, you may actually have issues speaking your truth. So please, think about taking a look around and see if you can clear any of the areas that we spoke of and see if that may just be the thing to help resolve, you know, and restore balance. So now we're going to proceed again upward to the third eye chakra, and we have Archangel Gabriel. Gabriel joins us, letting us know how important this area is. Beloveds, if this area is blocked, your intuition may in fact be blocked as well. You may have trouble sleeping, as well as trouble envisioning your spiritual path, or you may actually have physical vision issues as well. Any area of your home that you use for your spiritual rituals is represented as well by this chakra. And you may have areas that you use for exercise, where you, you know, exercise your physical body. Archangel Gabriel begins to clear the third eye chakra of any debris, any old energy, any fear. You notice your inner vision becoming much clearer. You're you are now able to connect more easily with your intuition and your higher self as well. You feel connected and you trust your inner guidance. We now proceed to the crown chakra, which is the last of the seven main chakras. This is the chakra that we connect with in regard to our spirituality. We have Archangel Zadkiel. This area is connected to everyone and everything. And in fact, we have to remember we are all one, and we are one with all that is. It is our connection to Source as well. It also correlates to your front door, an area that welcomes family and friends. Does yours have curb appeal? How does it look when someone walks up to your front door? Do you have a welcome mat? Is it welcoming, in fact? Your bedroom areas are also included in this. What does yours look like? Is your bedroom a sanctuary that you go to retreat to at the end of the day? And what kind of bed do you sleep on? Do you wake up well rested, as though you may have slept on a cloud, in fact, all night? If the answers to these questions are no, then don't be surprised if you have restless nights, feelings of physical exhaustion, cognitive impairment, or possibly even a disconnect from spirit. Archangel Zadkiel now begins to illuminate this area. He also calls in Archangel Metatron. Both of these archangels work together. They're going to restore balance and harmony to this area. A pure white light begins to surround and permeate your crown chakra. Any blockages are now dissolving. You feel connected with your consciousness. You are one with the divine. You can embrace your unique energy, and you feel your connection to the universe. Beloveds, feel the love, feel the balance and healing that have taken place. You are now each filled with physical and spiritual energy. You now feel more alive and well in a complete state of homeostasis. You are in complete balance, body, mind, and spirit. Please accept this great blessing and know that we, the archangels, will continue to light a path of healing and help you to keep your chakras in perfect alignment. Amen, and so it is.
Absolutely. Thank you, DC. Thank you, archangels.
Yeah, I mean, we don't realize, you know, like they're, you know, sometimes we have physical issues and, you know, sometimes they're related to the living space that we have, you know?
Oh, absolutely. When I read that for the first time, I thought, oh, it really resonated with me so intensely. I was like, wow. And so I'm very conscious of that now. I try to make sure that I'm regularly checking on things and, you know, cleaning them up, not just making stacks and moving them from place to place, which is sometimes what you do when you're busy. So I set aside time. I go through and do all that, just like my daily practice, right? So I set aside time every day where I go through my chakras and make sure that I'm clear and ready and things I need to do to be, you know, in alignment. So as I'm sure you have a daily practice as well, BC.
Well, it depends. If Jackson is here, it gets a little crazy, but, you know, we all do the best that we can. And that's the thing. And sometimes, you know, maybe we don't have the time to do everything perfectly. So call in the archangels. You know, they're here as well. And, in fact, you know, when I have Jackson here, I have to tell you, I call in Archangel Michael, and I just say, can you give me a hand? I feel that my chakras are out of alignment. So Ginger comes along with them, and she puts on these safety goggles. And, you know, everybody has their safety goggles on. And Archangel Michael begins to pour his liquid chakra cleaner. He starts at the crown chakra. He works his way all the way down, going through each chakra. And you could actually feel everything opening up, clearing the blockages, allowing the chakras to spin properly. They're really bright. And sometimes Archangel Raphael will come along, and he'll add just a touch of his green healing light, and you feel amazing. The angelic, you know, healing and energy is just wow, you know?
Yeah.
So if you don't have the time to really, you know, go crazy with it, just say, you know, Archangel Michael, can you come in and help me with my chakras? And like I said, he brings his industrial strength liquid chakra cleaner, and just make sure Ginger puts on your, you know, your goggles there, your safety glasses, and you're good. You know, you are so good. So it's just so amazing.
Yeah.
And Ginger always reminds me, you know, like, we're in front of computers, we're, you know, we're on cell phones, we're watching TV, all of these electronic devices, you know. I mean, in the wintertime,
yeah,
you really, you can't go out and take a walk in nature, of course. So with all the EMFs and everything, one of the things that I like is I like to have a Himalayan salt lamp, you know, near my devices.
Mm, yeah.
And it's sort of like an air filter for all these electronic devices. You know, and I actually put, like, little stickers on, you know, my electronic devices because they safeguard you against the EMFs and everything. But there's all little different things you can do. You know, you can use, I believe there's, like, there's different essential oils. There's so many different things.
Yeah.
And Ginger even says a really cool thing. I don't know if you've tried it, Liz. It's a glass of salt water and vinegar. Have you ever tried that one?
I haven't tried it, but I've heard of it. I was going to say, here at my house, we have the Organite Pyramid. I have the resin pyramids with the crystals and copper in them.
Beautiful, yep.
Cool.
So. Yeah. But for the people that, like, they like the eye candy, too, I mean, that's basically
mm-hmm.
the best eye candy, but you just, you start off with 2 tablespoons of white vinegar and granulated salt, and you put it in 16 ounces, I would prefer, filtered water. You mix everything well for about a minute, and you leave it there for like 24 hours undisturbed, and then you come back, and you'll see that the salt will be rising in the glass, and when it stops rising, it has captured all that negative energy in that room.
Oh, that's a fun
so
one, you know, to get the kids involved too, right?
Kids, yeah, yeah. And even with you, you know, like, it's beautiful. It's starting to get beautiful. We had a couple of days that were beautiful where we could open our days
mm-hmm.
a little bit and you use your beautiful bowls and just let that sound penetrate through everything. You know, it's just, there's so many cool things that we could do, you know, to even, you know, to add a little bit more positive energy.
Absolutely.
And with the essential oils,
I just
like essential oils, but I would say if you have pets, don't use any essential oils unless you check if they're pet friendly.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a big one. I had a vet talk here a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, you've got to watch because even if they're not, like, if they're not bad for the, like, the pets, they can only tolerate it for a short amount of time.
Yeah, well, some of them are dangerous to them, too, and that's my, Frank the other week was like, oh, I pulled the oil out, and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, always read this because the dogs, you have to be careful. I said, because the dogs
can't
have all the oils we can have.
No, and you cannot put them on without a carrier, you know, like oil. They have actually, you could buy them on Amazon and different places where they have like a natural spray that does, in fact, have, you know, essential oils in it, but they are ones that are safe for dogs, and they're in the right, you know, proportions of, you know, water to essential oils,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you got to
yeah,
be careful with oils. You know, they're beautiful, they're amazing, but, you know, with our little fur babies, you know, they can't tolerate it for too long of a time.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, some of them are, you know, very, very, you know, lethal to them. So,
well, yeah, and I said, even like the good ones, they stay only a little while. And in fact, I had a friend that I believe like the seizures that the animal was taking was because of the essential oils, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
all of us are sensitive to them too.
Yeah, a lot
you know,
of people
we
as well. And you know, you should really just try like one drop, and they tell you like where you know usually where to put it, whether it's on your wrist or somewhere, because you don't want to start using an oil. And the one thing that I'm afraid to do is I love diffusers, but I won't diffuse essential oils in them because it really permeates like the area and it gets strong.
Yeah, I have some. I am liberal with the drop, or not liberal. I'm you know scarce with the drop. But I just put a couple in, and let it go. And then you know a lot of times, like every 2 or 3 times, I won't put oil in and just let it you know do what's in there.
Yeah,
we have a pretty big space, though. We have you know, a cathedral ceiling. So it's not as,
yeah, well, that's
know,
good. It
stagnant.
Has a long way to go. Yeah. Yeah. So it you know, it really disperses. You have a great, you know, living space,
yeah,
which is important.
Absolutely. And one thing you mentioned, DC, that I thought was important was about the daily practice is that, you know what, it can be, it doesn't have to be the same every day. You know, I always.
No,
I,
it
I,
does.
I,
you know what,
I,
it doesn't. And
just,
I mean, you call an Archangel Michael, it takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, he's there,
so
Ginger puts on the safety goggles, that's another
people.
Second. You know, and you're 10 yeah. seconds, it's you're 10 and done, 10 seconds, and, you know, you're ready to go again. But, I, you know, the one thing that I want to yeah. stress to everyone is, you know, especially if you're starting off in this journey, when you get out of bed, please envision that you have tree roots on the bottom of your feet and really feel grounded to Mother Earth and then put a bubble around yourself. You know, I love my bubble is filled with love, so I have a beautiful pink bubble. And that really will help you because some people, you know, would ask me continually, you know, I go to a store and people look at me like I have 10 heads. And I said, did you ground yourself when you got up? Did you put that bubble around you? Well, no. I said, would you walk out of your house and go to the store without clothing? Of course not. Well, just think about just, you know, a couple seconds. Ground to Mother Earth. Put the bubble of protection around you. And I said, do me a favor. Do that and go to that same store. And they went to the store again, and it was like they were under the radar. Nobody even noticed them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a difference, you know. People that are doubters, they, you know, I say, okay, you know, then don't do it. I don't care. You can just be stressed. And then they finally try it, and they're like, oh, you were right.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Well, I wouldn't,
you know, that's, you know, you wouldn't ride around, like I said, you wouldn't, you know, just run out of the clothes sometimes, run out of the house sometimes putting clothing on. You always put clothing on,
right.
You know, it's, you know, unless you're in a nudist colony, but if that's not the case,
right.
You know, put your protection on.
Yeah. You're probably not in the Northeast if you're in a nudist colony.
No, oh, my goodness, no. Gee. Yeah, it's still a little crazy. In fact, it's raining here presently, which is, you know, not the best of weather. It's 40 degrees, which isn't, you know, it's not cold, but with the rain and everything, it's really damp.
Yeah, we had off and on raining this afternoon, and it is the wind is chilly the last couple of days because you know, we're
is.
Not too far from each other, so
I can't
the same in the 40s.
Yeah, and Liz, it's going to go down in the teens again, like a couple of days, like coming up. I'm like, what kind of weather is this? Goodness.
I know, and I'm sure last week, right? You had beautiful sunny weather. 2 weeks ago, you were probably in the 60s and 70s, like we were here too, right?
Yeah. And I have a little bit of every season. I have a little bit of every season clothing out, you know. So, you know, the day starts out like in the winter, you know. Then it gets really warm. You can put on something summery for a couple hours, and you go back to fall clothing, you know. So it's keep everything out until we really hit that point where it stays warmer.
It is, yeah. I actually, when you were doing the chakras and you said, this one is your bedroom, is it 19%? I'm like, oh, no, it's not because I have too many clothes out because I can't put anything away.
Oh, I know. I have the clothing all out, too. It's like, oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, that's to be expected, you know. So just invite Archangel Michael and he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah. Too funny. Well, since Mary's not a card while you were talking.
Nice.
And,
oh, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were talking about energies, and I had pulled the 7 energies oracle deck to pull cards from this evening. And I thought, how perfect. Let me pull a chakra card. So,
wow.
Of course, it's number 4, which is a root chakra card. It's red.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful golden chalice with stars all around it and this wine just spilling over the top. It's full. There's a beautiful lotus flower unfolding at the bottom. And lots of light coming in the picture, and it says great and full. So, you know, our connection to the earth, being grounded, remembering that we have everything we need within us, you know, getting out of that frantic panic mindset, you know, that's really about grounding. So we're being called to do that. We're, you know, we've just moved into the Aries, the season of Aries, and this is the start of the Zodiac New Year. So and we're in a very powerful manifesting time. Take a little time this week and sit down and, you know, write down something that you'd really like to accomplish. Write down a goal. You don't have to go crazy, but pick one. Because right now we're in a time where it's just going to go very quickly and manifest for you. Good things are going to start to happen, but clear your mind and take some time, set some good intentions for yourself.
Grounding
is amazing. To do that.
And as you said, the number four, we have four angels that are with each of us. They're going to help us to manifest what we've been wanting. And they're saying, you know, for this evening, the four also represents your angels.
Yeah, I was going to say
so
balance.
That's absolutely
too, right?
Beautiful.
So, yeah, got a lot of good stuff. It fit in perfectly with everything else that came before.
It's amazing. You know, Spirit, when they want to get a message out, the angels and, you know, whether it's Mother Mary, Jesus, your guides, everything always seems to fall in place.
Yeah. And,
which I
grabbed the card from my deck too, and it's dance to the song in your heart. So to
beautiful.
Me, that's
all
happy,
in sync,
right? Yep.
Definitely.
We can be grounded.
Goodness.
We can be connected to source. We can feel good and balanced if we have fun and we lighten up and we just, you know, don't care what anyone else thinks. We're just free flowing. That really, when we're in that feeling, we're really in alignment. So. That's pretty much me. You know, let all the worry go. We have no control over any of it.
We really don't. So, you know, it's better to, whatever you can't control, let go of, you know, and let go and let God. And even myself, when I first started the journey, Liz, I would always get a message, you know, out of your own way, you know?
Yep.
And I had to learn that because when you invite the divine in, it's so much easier.
Yeah. Like,
you know, you try to do everything on your own and either block yourself or it takes twice as long, maybe longer. So when we invite, you know, our divine team in, you know, we could rest assured that it's going to be taken care of and the outcome will be for our highest and best.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's really beautiful.
It's magical.
It is. I truly feel that it is magical. Really beautiful.
All right. Well, should we start taking some callers? I'm sure they'd like to talk to us at some I know we could talk all night about chakras and all the good things to do.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
All right. Well, Joan and Ginger standing by.
Well, you know what? Joan is here. She's sitting down. You know what the funny thing is, my mom started to come forward. Liz, she transitioned back in 2007. I would connect with her in dreams, but she would never say anything. And I was on a show on my birthday on the 20th of March, and my mother started to give messages, and her energy is like Joan and Betty White. She fits right in with them. And she's not shut up since. She loves Mary's energy. I'm very excited to connect with you. So I was trying to get her to just, you know, be quiet for a little while because she hasn't met you yet. And, you know, it's like having, well, two Jones and, you know, two Jones and two Bettys. So the three of them are, they're crazy when they get together.
Oh, my goodness. We'd have so much fun.
Yes. Well, they went to Mary's last time. After party at Mary's, so.
Oh boy! All right, you have to get ready for.
I had to get up early. I said, "You guys got to go somewhere. I have to get up early. I'm going, you know, give me 3 minutes, and I'm going to brush my teeth, and I'm going to jump through the air, and I'm going to get to bed, and I'm going to sleep." So Mary, you know, she said she didn't get to bed. I believe it was like 2 o'clock in the morning at that time. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Oh, too funny. Well, welcome, Mom. I'm glad you're here. Nice to meet you.
Well, she said she's so happy to finally meet you. And she told Mary, and she said, I'm going to tell Liz, too. You know, all this stuff about the chakras and your home and everything. She's saying, I'm just going to tell you something, Liz, right now. I told Mary. You know, you come from dust, you're going to return to dust. That's why I tell everyone, do not dust your homes. You might be getting rid of someone that you love. You know?
Yeah, I never do. I'm so glad.
Well, good. So we have all our family members with us. See that? There's a reason for everything.
There sure is. Well, wonderful. Oh, I think we're going to have a great show. All right.
Definitely. She's saying, I have to tell you, though, I don't sugarcoat shit, she's saying, Liz. You know, I am who I am. And she's been hanging out, like I said, with Joan and with Betty and with Ginger. So I'm going to sit back at times and I don't know what I'm going to do.
I know. I'm like, it's going to get interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, here's our first caller. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Ansys. Do we have your first name? Area code 917? Hello?
Maybe I stepped away, Liz, for a second.
I thought I heard something there for a second. Well, we'll put him back on hold. And we'll...
Yep.
Yeah. Now, we'll put him back on hold. We'll try him again.
Okay.
Right. Well,
sounds like
we'll
a plan.
Go down the line. All right. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name, please?
Hi, guys. It's Rosemary. How are you guys?
Hi, Rosemary.
Good.
How are you?
Doing good. How about you guys?
Doing
good.
Thanks for calling in. We always love to hear how you're doing. What's up with you, hon?
Going crazy. Not in my best moods. Stressing and depressed for the last couple of weeks. A little bit bitter the last couple of days. So I don't know what the hell happened.
Okay. Well, you know, it's spring now. So have you, you know, gotten out a little bit? You know, and we had a couple of nice days here. I hope you did as well.
A little bit here and there. Not much.
Okay, because is asking, do you feel sort of left out of things by maybe friends or family? I feel like there's something like maybe, was there like a misunderstanding or something? Because I feel like there's something going on with people that you connect with.
Yeah, that was about a month or so ago, and they're not returning the calls and messages, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Ginger is saying, she's saying, Rose Maria, don't take everything to heart. Send them love and then think about yourself. She's getting her broom out. And I have to tell you, when she gets her broom out, that means she's going to sweep around you because someone new is going to enter your life and sweep you off your feet. And she's saying, girlfriend, you know, cheer up, buttercup. You deserve to be happy. And she's showing me that love, you know, is coming, okay? So make sure, you know, if that's that you're interested in, are you interested maybe in love?
Yeah.
Yes or no? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, you got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, did you make the list of all the good qualities that special someone is going to have? You've got to make that special list, Rosemaria. And on the other side of the list, Ginger said, list the deal breakers, the things that maybe happened in the past and you don't want to happen again. Okay? The more specific that you can be, the easier it is for the angels to bring that special someone in, okay? And
okay.
Make sure that you do your mirror work, you're loving yourself, you know, when you go see yourself in the mirror, in the bathroom in the morning, and you just look at that beautiful reflection and you say, Rosemary, I love you. I love you. I love you. And really mean it. Because the more you say it, you're bringing in this beautiful vibration and it's going to attract the one you're looking for. Okay? And Ginger's saying, I hope you're doing nice things for yourself in the meantime. You know, we do things that are really nice for the people that we, you know, we date and everything. And even eventually marry, but make sure that you always do nice things for you. And Ginger's letting you know, Rose Bria, you know, you're complete just the way you are. You're like this amazingly magnificent cake, and whoever that special someone is just going to be the topping. But you're magnificent just the way you are, okay? And she knows that things have been a little confusing, but she's saying everything's going to work out. You've got to be a little bit more patient. I do feel like, you know, if you stay calm and get through this month and, you know, really love yourself the way you should be loved, I feel that positive energy is going to help you next month, because you're entering like a new time of your life, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be, as Liz stated here, it's going to be a magical time. There's so many, you know, possibilities there, different prospects. This is going to be, you know, a really exciting time. And you've got to, you know, put the past where it belongs. Put it behind you, okay? You know, just be grateful for the blessings that you have in your life, everything that, you know, you're grateful for. Are you watching what you're eating and drinking?
Not really, because I have no money in my pocket to even get much food, what I'm supposed to eat, if that makes sense.
It does. Are there, like, any churches or food banks locally that you could, you know, connect with?
I can, but nowhere to get there, how to get there, if that makes sense.
Okay. Are there any friends or neighbors or anything that you could, you know, connect with as well?
I can, but they don't have much.
Reach out maybe, and there's different agencies maybe that you, you know, you can call in your state, and they would be able to provide you maybe with some help as well, okay? There will be help out there, Rose Maria, and just, you know, just put that intention out there, and like I said, start, you know, like from where you're located and work your way from there. But I know if you call, you know, there's different agencies. In fact, like even on Facebook, you know, there's different groups too that help people. Okay? But there's always answers out there. Let go of the fear, because I feel like you're holding on to fear and negativity. And make room for the love that's coming your way, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Liz. I'm sending you love, hon. Take care, Rose Maria.
All right, cool.
Hey, Rose Maria, it's Liz.
Hi.
I have to tell you that when you talk on the phone, I can hear a ton of joy in your voice, which is, you know, and then you said, you know, I'm not feeling great. I'm feeling depressed and all these things. And I'm like, oh, you're blocking your own happiness, sweetie. You're standing in the way because you are, you're self-doubting. You are, you're worried, you know, you keep saying, I'm not enough, I'm not, and you have to know you are enough. You're everything you need. You know, you don't need to look at other people for validation. You need to fully believe it yourself. So, like DC said, the affirmations, I love you, Rose Maria, you know, also say, I am all I need. I am everything I need, because you are. And I pulled a couple cards for you. The first one is number 43, which is the solar plexus card. So right there, your self-confidence, your self-esteem. Work on that. Because, Rose Maria, you are a very bright, capable woman when you allow yourself to be guided. And you get the inspiration you need. You know, the higher power is always trying to point you in the right direction. But you start to self-doubt and think that it's not right and it's not what you should be doing, and you block yourself from getting to that next step. So this card says, the spirit of gratitude is a beautiful rose opened up over a teacup. And so, you know, it's asking you to take an inventory of all the things that you have in your life to be thankful for, right? If it's a roof over your head, if it's, you know, warm place to be, you know, start with what you have to be grateful for. Inventory that and say thank you. You know, I'm thankful that I'm alive today. I'm thankful that I can still get up and move today. Whatever it is, you know, go through your list of things. And when we're in an attitude of gratitude, it just continues to get better. The universe sends us more blessings. When we're not thankful for what we have already, the universe is looking at that as we don't want more, right? So we have to be thankful and say, thank you. You know, Mary and I share this. We wake up each morning and we say three thank yous before our feet even hit the floor. And it's, you know, thank you for everything that I've already had. thank you for where I am right now, and thank you for everything that's to come. And when we start that positive momentum in the morning, our day just gets better. So the second card I pulled for you is number 36, and a third eye card. It's all very purple and beautiful hues of blue and stuff, and it's a girl's face, and she's almost like in a shadow, and she has a triangle on the center of her forehead at her third eye. And it's the intuition and that spirit guiding you, and they're showing you that, you know, hey, there's a positive end result, and you allow your ego and your self-doubt to block you from getting it. It's not showing you a false thing. It's not giving you false hope. There is that happy ending. You just have to trust that you're getting there, that that's what you're moving towards. So what I wanted to point out is that the 43 in the first card and the 36 in the second card, you have a lot of 3 in here. 3 plus 6 is 9. So, you know, that's all divine number. You know, 3 is the mind-body-spirit connection. So you're really being called to get back to that. You know, find your, a morning routine, something you do at the end of the day, something you do in the middle of the day. You know, find 3 connection points throughout your day that you're going to start to make a habit. And that's what's going to help you to grow and get through this, you know, bad spell, rough spell, and into that new, positive, abundant future that's right ahead of you as soon as you shift, as soon as you just make these little shifts for yourself. And I pulled a card from my deck for you to take with you, and it's kindness causes ripples across the universe. Make them often. So kindness and assistance, right? You need people to help you. And if you want kindness, then give kindness. And even though you don't have a lot to have, kindness is holding the door for someone. It's, you know, giving a smile. So, you know, be the drop that starts the ripple. Because the ripple will only continue to get bigger. And when more and more people are in that attitude, you know, it just keeps coming back to all of us. I hope that helps you, Rose Maria. You have a beautiful future and a lot of positive things coming for you. It's trusting that the universe is going to guide you and help you, because it is, and it's supporting you.
Yeah, you should have helped me a while ago. Now I'm, like, dealing with pretty pathetic people for the state, so it's like, whatever, if that makes sense. That the kind of screwed me over for the last 8 months. So if I don't have that, you know what I mean, and I'm getting annoyed with it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The universe is going to take care of them too. Just know that, you know, you've done your part. You're going to move on and allow that stuff. Because once you step away from it, that the cycle is going to start. You're going to start the wheel moving, and what's coming to you will come to you. It's just a matter of starting to shift. We can't control if other people are, in a positive frame of mind or doing things negatively. So don't let them hold you back. Just say, you know what, the universe will take care of you, and I'm going to go on.
And Rose, my mom is, please just, you know, continue to be happy. It'll drive people crazy, okay? So just be happy. Live your life. Take your chances. Be crazy. And you're going to be fine. As, you know, Liz stated, you could hear that beautiful, beautiful energy that you have, and you are going to be happy. I do feel like, you know, you have to work on yourself throughout the rest of this month, and it's the 23rd. So just, you know, do your best, work on you, love yourself, and get ready for all the good that's coming, hon, okay?
Yeah, it's like, you mean like loving myself, doing my hair and stuff like that, and, you know, I can't even do that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever makes
you. Wear something yellow.
Yep.
Wear something yellow.
God bless you.
Some yellow stones carry with you, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Too, Rose Maria, okay? Yellow.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Too.
And
right.
As you're saying yellow stones, my mom is saying any color stones, because if they don't make you feel better, you could throw them at people.
Absolutely.
We're not taking taking her advice. That's my
right.
mother talking. It's not Liz or I, Rose Maria. Don't do that.
True.
All right. We love you, Rose Maria. Let us know how
love
you turned
out,
okay?
All right. Thank you. Love you guys, too. Thanks
Take
for taking
care.
My call.
You're welcome. Oh.
Goodness.
Oh, I was so sad when she said I'm having a hard time because I'm like, oh, my gosh, her voice sounded so full of joy. And I was like, wait, what did
she
say?
She's going to have an amazing time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, lean in. Spirit's here. They're going to take care of you. We have nothing to worry about. You know, we are guided. We are held. So.
Yeah, and my mom is saying, in the meantime, just WTF your way through life.
Sometimes you have to.
And Jack,
all right.
Well, he's running and he falls over and he makes a part of his dance. So
absolutely,
that's all you got
to
do.
You have to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try our first caller again. See if they've come back. Area code 917. You're live with Angel Answers. Could I have your first name?
Hello, this is Bryn calling from New York City.
Hey.
Hey,
Brian. Hi.
Got a question for us?
Yeah. What messages I need to hear?
Okay. Well, Brian, you know what? Your energy sounds good, you know?
Okay.
You felt a little bit down, I think, the last time I connected with you, but your energy feels, you know, a lot better.
Okay. Yeah, I'm feeling okay right now.
Are you still worrying about the past? Because Ginger's saying, I think he's still worrying about the past.
I don't know. I have been thinking about the past.
Okay. Well, just be mindful about it because, you know, think about it a little bit, but don't stay there. And we've got to, you know, we've got to remain in the present, and we can't go too far forward in the future as well. Okay.
Right.
I feel like sometimes, you know, when you think about things, it causes a little bit of stress. And
right.
that could, you know, cause different things that go on in your body. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to, you know, feel something, be mindful of what you're doing at the moment that things seem to get out of balance, like in your health. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know,
right.
that's something to be mindful of.
Okay.
This must be like the night of love. I don't know if love is in your life, but I'm seeing little hearts around you as well.
That's nice.
Are you ready for love?
Yeah, I would welcome it for sure. I'm ready.
That's great because I do see it coming your way. And
wow, okay.
Coming in and saying, you know, Bryn, this is really a nice, sweet, happy, balanced type of love. The kind that could, you know, remain with you through your entire life. So I really
mm-hmm.
feel good about that, you know?
Huh. Do you have a timeline for this?
Well, have you been, Ginger, first of all, have you been really working on yourself?
Well, yeah, I try to do that every day, meditation, Qigong.
Okay.
You know, all that.
I'm getting summertime because Ginger's singing summertime, summertime, summer, summer, summertime. So I guess it's summertime.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing from Ginger. So I think that's good if it were summer because you have a little time to work on yourself and get yourself ready. You know, love yourself and, you know, do the mirror work in the morning or anytime you're in the bathroom, anytime you go by your mirror and just really give yourself, you know, the love that you truly deserve. And when you look at your vibration and you talk and say, you know, Bryn, you're worthy of the love you're looking for. I love you. It really makes a difference looking at yourself, looking at that reflection in the mirror and doing that kind of work. Okay?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's really important. Okay. So what, are you working right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing readings on the phone, but I'm actually I need to think of additional income, and I was actually looking into learning Forex trading. I don't know. What do you think of Forex trading, foreign exchange trading?
Okay. Well, the first thing that Ginger is saying, she's saying make sure that you plant yourself firmly on the ground, your feet, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting. You know, do you understand the Forex trading? Because I myself don't have, you know, expertise in that area.
Actually, in about 5 minutes, I'm going to be listening to a presentation on it at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Okay, no, that's good. I'm not getting like a yes like right now in regard to that. I think, you know, because, you know, you're not knowledgeable yet, but Ginger's coming in and saying, Bryn, you are a money magnet.
Well,
okay?
I never had that luck. I mean, I don't know. I've heard that before, but I don't know why it's not happened.
Okay, so I'm getting, she's saying marketing, sales, entrepreneurial, you know, things like that. You have like that energy about you, okay?
I'm not very interested in sales and marketing.
Okay, but you have to be, of course, interested in it, but I got sales, entrepreneurial, I got marketing, because you have a lot of intelligence, you have a dynamic energy about you. You know, and when you do something, you know, you have the confidence and it comes across.
Right.
So I'm getting business opportunities is what I'm getting. Okay. Like I said, maybe when you take the course, you'll have a better idea of what it entails and you feel it's for you. But Ginger's saying there's going to be something where you're going to be really successful, really, really successful.
Hmm. Is it in the metaphysical healing area? Because that's what I'm always interested in. I mean, I do foot reflexology, psychic reading. I'm interested in being a medium and doing the channeling and all that.
Okay. Yeah, I you know what, you whatever you have an interest in, Bryn, but what I'm getting is something that is blocking you. You have some kind of like a fear or an emotional blockage, which is stopping you from going forward.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how to let go. I don't know what I do to let go of it. I mean,
Start off by saying I release the emotions and fears that are blocking me from going forward with my finances. I release emotions and fears that are blocking me from, you know, going forward with my finances. And you could just say, you know, I release emotions and fear. And just try it. I release the emotions and fear.
I release the emotions and fear.
I release the emotions and fear. Three times.
I release the emotions and fear. I release the emotions and fear. I release the emotions and fear.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like, you know, with money is another word for love. It's energy.
Right.
There's like an emotional attachment with money, Bryn.
Right.
Okay, so I release the emotional attachment to money. I release the emotional attachments to money. And now with me, I release. How does that feel?
Okay. I mean, I think I have to do it again.
Okay. So when you're off the phone and everything, you could just, you know, like I said, there's like emotions and fear that are blocking you, from connecting with the money. Okay, and I do feel at times you're exhausted, you're emotionally drained, but you've got to, you know, continue to, you know, release the negativity and the emotions that are connected to money. See money as energy, see it as love, abundance, which comes in many forms.
Right.
You know, there's many forms of abundance, and I think that's slowing you down from getting where you need to be.
Right.
Okay,
listen,
they're just little apps.
I have to get off.
Okay, hon. Okay, Bryn.
I got to get to this this class about the trading.
Okay, well, we'll call us back when you have time, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Liz, I'm sorry that you didn't get to speak with him personally, but what were you getting?
Say, I'm going to read his reading because I know he listens religiously and he'll come back and listen to the recording. It is astounding, of course, what I got for him. So the first card I pulled was number 33, ears wide open, which is your throat chakra, right? Because our throat's not just about our outward communication. It's about how well we listen, too. So he really needs to be listening. And he needs to be responding and speaking his, you know, truthfully how he feels to people, you know, in a mindful way, obviously. But what's neat, it's card number 33. The second card I pulled is card number 22. So how about that? We have two, you know, double numbers. And the 22 is a heart chakra card, just about the love coming in. It's tender embrace.
Yeah.
Two elephant heads with their trunks snuggled together. So bringing the love in, he's loving himself, and I saw this as also the love, the duality, the balance, also loving his masculine and feminine parts as well. And then I pulled a card from my deck, and it's the only person you should compete with is yourself. And this was very much about the job. So when he asked about the trading thing, I was, like, very confused. Just like you said, I'm like, what is that? I feel like he's not going to understand.
He's so amazing, like, in the spiritual aspect of everything, you know?
Right. And so what I got was for him to make money, he needs to get himself, like, a little sign, maybe some business cards, go to the mall and say, hey, you know, so this is how we start out. How do you get your name out there with everything going on? Go to the mall and say, hey, I'll do one card readings for $10, right? Have a sign. Reflexology for $20, right? People will stop and do that. And, you know, I don't know if he has a little bit of money he can invest. You know, for $50, you can get a little sign made and some business cards that you can hand out. If he doesn't, you know, you get creative. You figure it out somehow, and it starts to just roll. But, I think, you know, I agree with everything you said, but just a couple more ideas for him. Because I feel he is very talented in the spiritual aspect, but he does a lot of comparing
with
others, and is worried about how good he is. But how do you know how good you are? I mean, and I could speak to this, if you don't go practice, like, you have to try. So, you know what, if you don't nail it on the head, they don't come back. But, you know, as you practice, you get better and you get stronger, right? And you do become where you are connecting with people and they give you the validation.
Definitely.
And I think he'll be surprised, really, at how well he connects right away. He's not going to have people that don't connect with him, so that he doesn't connect with. So I hope I'm very hopeful he'll come back and listen. So I'm glad that
I'm sure he will, because he, you know, he was interested, you know, in connecting with us. So I'm sure he will, you know.
Yeah.
But he does, you know, he has that beautiful personality and he listens and things like that. So, you know, he's a good listener. So that's something that you have to be to really help others is listen, you know, to what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I mean, and you know right now, too, you know, how much are people, I mean, the world is very much shifting to looking to spiritual things, spiritual guidance, holistic type things, learning about their illnesses in a different way, right? So people are looking for this, and he's just got to get out there because people are going to just want to come to him. It's not going to be hard at all. It'll actually be.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't. I laughed because I had one woman that had come to me, and I said, you know, who referred you? And she said, you're not going to believe this, but my ex-boyfriend's grandfather, who's on the other side. I'm like, okay. Well, tell him I said thanks.
You don't get to choose who comes to see you, really.
Or who refers you as well, you know, it's all good.
Right. But, you know, you start out small and it grows from there. You know, once you're starting to make a little income and can, you know, feel a little bit easier about things, he'll be able to do so much more, and he'll expand. He has such an incredible gift, and you know, by and it'll just help build his confidence and know that he's good at it, give him that reassurance. So,
definitely,
I hope he's in a place where he can go. Well, he's in New York City. Of course, he can go do that. Come on.
Yeah, that's a great place. There's so many people are so open, and it's amazing.
Absolutely, and you can open street vend like that, right? Not a replace love that.
true. But he doesn't have to worry about gas. He doesn't have to worry about anything. I mean, he could start from where he's at tonight, and he could connect with people all around the world.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a way to do things in like
open hours.
Even if you don't, you can connect with people all around the world. But he's got to, he's got to just believe in himself because he is amazing. And once he does, there's not going to be any stopping.
No, not at all. And that's, I'm sure there's little community centers even that have open days and their libraries. You know, a lot of times the public libraries will allow people to come in, at no charge and just have hours. So he should, I forgot he's in such a place.
Yeah, he's
got to
check out the options that he has available to him, definitely.
Yeah. Like, he has a lot more opportunity than us in the rural areas out here.
But, it's funny, though. Like, the good places that you don't think that would be, a good place actually end up being amazing. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got to, get the confidence there and start moving forward.
Absolutely.
And Ginger's saying, he's got it going on, and he's got, a touch of humor, too, so that helps.
Yeah. Okay. This will help him be, more relaxed around people once he starts building his self-confidence about his gift. Because he's, he's going to be blown away when people are saying, oh, my gosh, how did you know that? I mean, you know what it's like when somebody's like, how could you know that? Oh, well, and they, they know you're real, right?
Or me, Liz, here I am, I'm choking my own neck and yelling, shut up at Joan. Be quiet,
right.
Shut up. My arms are flailing and I'm screaming, and I'm like, Joan, you can't do this when I'm out in public. You have to behave,
Right. So he'll just be, he'll be floored. So I'm excited for him.
Oh, I am too. He's amazing. Yep. He's definitely, he's got so many spiritual gifts and he enjoys it. And to me, that's, that's where I would start.
Yeah. Yeah. The people are going to come. Once you put yourself out there, they'll just come.
Yep.
So.
Awesome.
All right. Well, let's get our next caller here. Good luck to you, Bryn. Area code 774, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
My first name's David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, ladies. So first-time caller. I see you guys have, 562 shows. That's pretty crazy. that's crazy. So I always found that the most important thing to ask is, what is it that I most need to know right now?
Okay,
that's a good question.
That is a great question, David. I think that's truly awesome. Okay. This is D.C. Sorry about that. This is D.C.
Hi.
Okay. Have you called into other shows, David?
Oh, I used to listen to Blog Talk a couple of years ago, and I just started tapping into it again.
Okay, good.
No,
there's a reason.
I was like,
hey, wow.
Because I'm into angels and stuff, and I've seen, something's like, go
beautiful.
Check Blog Talk
That's
Radio.
Awesome.
And
good,
you guys
yeah.
are the first ones that popped up, plus it's about angel stuff. So I was like, okay, I get it.
Beautiful. I have to ask you, have you been having any health issues or maybe worried about your health?
Worried about my health, yes.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is, things are not as bad as you're thinking. Okay, your angels are with you, and they're saying you're much healthier than you think you are, David. And I'm getting
self-inflicted, so thank you. Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, just continue to take good care of yourself. I'm also getting, you know, to watch your emotions, if that makes sense. Okay.
Sure.
It's sort of like when I'm saying like your emotions, and I'm getting, okay, so I feel like somebody's like pushing your emotions down. Have you not been able to speak your truth?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, because I feel like, you know, this is your time, you know, to really, like, you know, speak your truth. And if you ask the angels to come in and help you to do it from a place of love, David, you're going to be able to speak your truth, and people are going to respect you for what you're saying. Does that make sense?
Oh, you have no idea how much sense that makes.
Okay, because if we don't speak our truth, as I stated in the beginning, I did a beautiful meditation. I don't know if you were able to connect with us at that time, but the archangels came in, and if you don't speak your truth because you're afraid someone won't take it the right way or other reasons, you could actually end up having physical issues with the throat area, okay? So, you know, we're going to ask the angels to help you to speak your truth. And I'm getting, you know, you have an amazing energy. You're very gentle, but you also have a powerful side to you, and you're very sensitive.
This is true.
But I'm also getting, David,
yeah.
You know, you're around other people, and I feel like at times, like, the energy is really too harsh for you. So
yeah, that's true.
So just call on your angels. They'll be with you, and they'll help you, you know, and guide you, because you've got to honor that beautiful sensitivity and, you know, allow the angels to come in and help you to really put boundaries where they're needed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
makes
this will help you,
sense.
You know, take care of you as well. I know you like angels. You mentioned that, but I also see Jesus coming in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's,
okay.
You know, he's with you, and he's saying, you know, just have faith in miracles. So I don't know if you believe in miracles, but he wants you to have faith in miracles, okay?
Okay. I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, you know, I see all these little kids around you, and sometimes it means that you have such a beautiful energy, and that's what I'm getting, where you're an amazing person, and kids love your beautiful energy. They resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about, you know, working with kids in some capacity?
Well, let me tell you what the deal is. Well, I was a professional tarot card reader for like 5 or 7 years. And I've actually had Blog Talk, a radio show before, on and off over the years.
Okay.
And I just stopped and I got away from it all because there was just some bad stuff happening around me. And so I'm thinking about starting a Blog Talk radio show again, and this is after my son passed, so like 5 months ago. So I'm kind of just coming out of that now, like out of
I'm
shock,
so
you know.
I'm very, you know, very sorry to hear that. And I was getting, you know, as you were speaking, you know, traumatic experience.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I do feel that, you know, you have your divine team with you, and, you know, they want to help you, you know, to release, you know, some of the trauma, the fear, the anxiety and everything, so that you can, you know, live a little bit more peacefully and a healthier life. And I'm getting, you know, you've sort of been, you know, I don't know, have you been asking for help, like, because I do feel like you're holding on to so much, and as you said, you know, with that happening, it was very traumatic.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not holding on to that. I'm holding on to I'm just stubborn. Like, I'm really into angels, and I do stuff with angels. I don't do angel card readings and stuff, but, like, I get lots of signs from angels, you know, and all these other things, and they've been telling me for months, and I just keep on, like, push him away, and what you were talking about, the throat chakra, that's what it's about. It's like I really, really, really need to start expressing this, but I'm not, and I'm just procrastinating over and over and over again.
Okay.
So that's exactly what you're talking
about.
And
the angels are around you, and they will guide you. They're here to guide you. Okay, but you've got to make sure that you take care of yourself, because you do have a lot of, you know, you have a lot of beautiful talents. You know, your gifts are amazing. And if you want to help others, it starts with you helping yourself first, okay? Mm-hmm. So you've got to make sure that you take care of yourself. And I keep getting, you know, health, you know, like your health. Of all the angels to come in and help you, maybe to make some changes in what you're eating and drinking. You know, there's something, you know, and there is some emotional, you know, trauma that is within you, hon, that needs to be released as well. But if you invite the angels in, they're going to come in and they're going to help you. And I do feel that, you know, you're meant to help others. You have a lot of beautiful gifts and you're needed as well. Okay? So just allow them to, you know, to come in and help you and give you, you know, the support that you're needing. And I do think you're a fighter because I feel like, you know, nothing holds you back. You know, there's nothing that really holds you back, you know, maybe for a little while, but I do see you, you know, continually going forward. And I do feel like there's a lot of opportunities for you. And I don't know why, but I keep seeing, like, you know, I keep seeing little children around you. I feel like they just love your energy. And I don't know, maybe at some point you'll, you know, consider, you know, working with children.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
children. Pets,
yeah, they, you know, they
pets,
family
yeah.
connect with certain people, you know. And I don't know,
yeah.
did anybody call you, like, when you were, like, smaller? Like, I just see you, like, you know, you were going to the beat of your own music. Like, I'm hearing Wild Child, but in a good way. You embraced, you know, your life. You embraced your gifts, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm being shown. Like,
yeah.
you have amazing gifts, you know?
Oh, thank you.
So allow
yeah,
angels
yeah.
to help.
I yeah,
do
totally,
feel,
yeah,
though,
yeah,
you need
totally.
To release a little bit, you know? And I, like I said, I don't know. I just, you know, not everyone could work with children, and you have that special gift.
Well, even
you really
adults
do.
Who are young, like
yeah.
children. yeah.
But they, I mean, they...
Okay, good.
I only resonate with certain people, and I'm getting, you know, you're one of them, okay? So
all
I'm
right.
going to turn you over to us, and I hope, you know, that we helped you a little bit, and we hope that we call back as well, hon, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. No, you were right on, like, with everything. I'm, like, crazy impressed right now.
I'm going to turn you over to Liz, okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. All right. Batter up. All right.
Hi, David. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Well, thank you for being a first-time caller. I'm
yeah.
all about angels too. I'm angel numbers, the symbols, the all that good stuff. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited when I was pulling your cards because I'm like, oh, I feel he's very intuitive, and oh, okay, there's more to this illness than that. And DC is giving the reading, and you're like, well, I used to do this, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, all right, so that makes sense.
I'm extremely
and then,
empathic. I'm extremely
and then,
empathic to a fault. Yes.
And then when you mentioned your son, I immediately went, oh. And but I wanted to share this story from this weekend, actually. So
okay.
I've shared before on the show, and you wouldn't know this as a first-time caller. My son will be 20 in August. And in the last 5 years, he's, and, you know, I'm the mom. The kids are all here. You know, I've been a PTA mom, all that. So I know, you know, they're like my kids too.
Yeah.
And so what I know is that they are, you know, people have seen them with me when I go places, when I went, you know, when I'm with other mediums and things. And, you know, I know that they're in our home. So at first, when it first happened, I was a little upset about it, and then I, you know, become comfortable with it, and I love having them here. So the other night, we're sitting out in our dining room, and we have a bar on the one wall, and we have a lamp on the bar. And I've sat there 100 times, my boyfriend and I. The lamp never has a problem. My son comes in. My son is very intuitive, but he likes to block it out. He does not want to have anything to do with it. He's trying to push it away. So he sits down next to me, and the light starts to flicker a little bit, and I'm like, huh. You know, we know what that is, right? So,
right.
We're sitting, and I kind of look up, and he goes, "It's weird, right?" And I said, "Oh yeah." So he's sitting there. The next thing I know, the light blinks off. And I said, oh, hello. Because I knew it was his one friend. And then it comes back on. And I was like, hee hee. You know, kind of went away. And then a couple seconds later, it blinks off longer and comes back on. And I'm like, oh. I said, well, thank you. And then it goes off again for like a good 10 seconds and then comes back on. And I said, thank you.
Wow.
And then I realized all three of them were there. And I thought,
Okay.
Who is this? Yeah. So they did three different blinks to let me know they were each there. So it was very cool. And then of course, when I shared that, I said, it's your friends here playing around. So he was like, ugh. But
I just can't get away from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're meant to do this work, I think you're going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to share too that as DC said, she saw you surrounded by children. I've had readings from mediums that said you have a whole bunch of little kids around you, and I was like, oh, that's kind of eerie, but but it's beautiful, because like DC said, only certain people children connect with, and it's people that are, you know, purely loving and good-hearted, so that they feel they can trust, you know. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. What I had got for you was, I'll share the cards. The first one was number 36, which I pulled for an earlier caller, Seeing Beyond, and it's the third eye, and it's this woman with beautiful purples and violets around her and the triangle in the middle of her forehead. So of course, you're very intuitive. You know what's going on. Just like you said, as soon as you have some health concerns, you know, pay attention to those nudges. They are giving you an indication. You know, your angels tell you. They give you signs. So listen, obviously. And the next card was number 45, and it's Beyond the Ordinary. And it's this man who's kind of like hugging himself, and there's these like beautiful yellow flames coming out. It's a solar plexus card. And to me, it's, you know, things aren't always what they seem. So the illness is not 100% physical illness. There's some emotional stuff that is also causing you dis-ease. So you want to make sure that you're addressing both your emotional stuff and, you know, doing the releasing and those things. You know, obviously, traumatic experiences it's hard to get away from. So it's the reshaping and, making it a better emotion.
Yeah, it's a total reevaluation, you know, of my life. So, yeah. Crazy.
So the cool thing about this is the two cards, 36, 3 plus 6 is 9, and 45, 4 plus 5 is 9. And so the number 9, is the angel number, is about things coming to an end. And I actually looked something up, the end of a cycle, is what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, okay. The angel number 9 is a representation of age and knowledge. It emerges in your life when you have sufficient experience of life to take charge of your destiny. This number is a sign of maturity. Having angel number 9 is a divine gift from the angels themselves. This blessing will assist you in coping with future hardships and challenges in your life. And when I read that, I immediately saw you getting back into this. And your son is going to come and help you with this. He's going to help you. He's going to bring you messages. You know, he's going to work with you so that you haven't lost him. He's going to be right with you. So,
okay.
That's beautiful. That's all I'm going to say because I'm sure I'm very emotional about it. I can imagine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well,
and my deck for you. I pulled a card from my inspiration deck for you, and it said, every great invention started as a child's dream. So.
Oh, wow.
I hope that helps you, too.
Well, that's a pretty common thread. It's a pretty common thread to all of that.
And, David, your son wants to tell you he's so proud of what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
He's very, very proud of you, hon. And I just feel him like he's around you. Do you ever feel like someone's like touching your hair a little bit? Because I feel like he just, like, he just, with his finger, he touches your hair.
Yeah, I felt it once.
He does it gently. It's just like his finger, touch your hair, you know. But he has been around you, and as Liz said, he's going to help you, you know, on this journey. If you allow him, he wants to help you to go forward, and it's like you're co-creating this together, you know. And he's saying, my dad is very clairsentient. You feel energy.
Yeah, I'm pretty really empathic,
you are.
Clair empathy. It's a combination of both, kind of. So, thank you so much.
Well, we're here for you, David, and we look forward
stuff,
to, you know, connecting with you again, and you know, we hope to hear you know, how you're progressing along your journey. I think it's absolutely wonderful, you know, and you're meant to help others. And you're
so
needed.
Well, I'm going to tell my Blog Talk Radio, not that I've called. I mean, I've kind of solidified it now. Like, how can I not?
Yeah.
But so.
Yeah, and your son's going to be there with you. You know, he wants to be there to help you.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you, because he's saying, did you listen to the beginning of the show? We did a little bit of a chakra clearing, and he's saying your chakras are a little bit off.
No, I just, when I was thinking, and I, like, check Blog Talk Radio now, and I was checking your show, the first thing I came up, and I seen Angel, so I'm like, I guess I'm at the right spot.
Well, you know what, I did a chakra meditation. That helps. Liz does the beautiful bowls. That helps. And your son wants you to take some time and think of some funny things that he did, and he wants you to laugh with him, okay?
Yeah. All right. I will.
He just wants to laugh with you, have some, you know, some good times, and you know, just laugh, hon, okay?
Okay. I can do that.
Great.
Thank you, ladies, so much.
Stay in touch, David. Thank you, hon.
I will.
You're welcome, David.
Bless.
We can't wait to hear back from you. We're excited.
Oh, my goodness,
My Blog Talk Radio show is going to be Let's Talk About Angels, and it's only going to be talking about angels. So just spoiler alert. It's a spoiler alert, but I figure you ladies deserve to know.
We're happy that you're aboard with us. My goodness, that sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You can never have enough angels, right?
Yep.
No.
If you ever need anyone
to
come on and talk
to
them about with you.
Let us know. Definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Here,
all right.
And
that's what they keep on telling me. Just like, you just got to do it. Like, just do it. You're just going to do it. And I'm like, you know, I'm just being okay. So thank you, ladies. And I hope that you feel good also to know that you guys were kind of selected to get me the messages. So I think that's kind of important to know. For you too, also.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. That was beautiful.
Yes, and your son
tomorrow
is showing me he has everything in place for you already. So he's just happy. He can't wait till everything is up and running, and he's going to be sitting right next to you.
Okay. I already have my website, but I'll wait. You ladies can look at that later. Thank you so much.
Take care, hon.
Best wishes. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Oh, how amazing.
that was just so beautiful, Liz. Goodness. Wow.
Oh. Well, you know, the kid, when you said, I see you surrounded by little kids, how many times I've heard that when I'm talking to a medium, and I'm like,
I mean, they just love him. I saw all these little kids, and they're just smiling and looking at him. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just has that beautiful energy, you know?
When I saw him going back to doing the work and his son sitting, I saw his son come sit right next to him, and I thought, oh, my gosh, how absolutely beautiful. And I thought,
and
I don't know if I'll be able to give this without crying.
I know. I saw the son, too, and that was just to say, hey, let's get this going, because he's already, you know, he's... It's already up and running, Dad. Let's go, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be such a beautiful, you know, this is going to help him heal the rest of what he needs to heal.
I think that's, you know, that's something that really that really will help, you know? And that's what I was getting to, like, a healing and stuff, you know? This is, like, finally, like, the like a missing piece of the puzzle, him doing what he's going to do, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Oh, I got the I still have the chills. Wow.
I know. I'm like, too bad we didn't get him on the Sacred Embers Network. I think he's going to be fun. Or have a great show, anyway.
He's amazing. So. He'll call back, you know, we'll look for his show, for his show and, you know, we'll connect again,
Sure, that'll be great. Oh, I'm excited. Beautiful call.
Me too.
That
was beautiful.
We're
That's what I say, Liz.
Keep these the chilly willies going.
I mean, I am super cold now. I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Area code 570, you're live with Angel Answers. Come in your first name.
Hi, this is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. Do you have a question for us?
Just a general reading. This is my first time.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Oh, Ruth, a couple first-timers this evening. Wow. Wow. Well, Ruth, I see that, you know, you're a very strong woman. That's the first thing that I'm getting.
Awesome.
You're very, very strong. Okay. You like Archangel Ariel? Because I saw Archangel Ariel come in, and when she comes in, she always comes in with a tiger.
Oh.
I connected
That's funny because,
with her.
My daughter's best friend, her name is Ariel, so that's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, like, when I first started my journey, I had, you know, connected with Archangel Ariel, and she has a lot of wisdom, you know? And she's just, you know, she's strong, but she's, like, you know, really gentle at the same time. Okay, let me see. I'm just getting, I don't know if you've been going through anything, but I'm getting, you know, remain positive. And she's bringing in all this beautiful energy around you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
She, you know, as I said, she has a tiger, so she, you know, she is associated with nature and animals, the environment. And she's, you know, she's here to help you. If you feel like you need to manifest something, she's here and she wants to help you as well. Okay?
Wonderful.
Okay, I'm just trying to see. And I'm getting, you know, she's bringing you hope. So that's what she was showing me. And I don't know, she's saying affirmations. Do you use affirmations?
Not really. I'm a very thankful person, you know.
Okay. Sure. Well, affirmations are like positive statements. And they really help you to go forward on your journey. You can say them out loud. You can say them to yourself. Some people like to see things. They like to write them down and see things. It's up to you what you want to do. But I'm getting, you know, you're on the beginning of this journey. And I'm getting, like, the affirmations are going to help you to really, like, you know, think about things and to embrace, like, all the new experiences that are coming your way.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. So maybe just even, like, you know, look up, you know, affirmations and see which ones resonate with you. Okay. That's what they were showing me. I'm just trying to see. I'm just so excited. You know, we love, you know, like, having the new people come in. Okay. So what has been on your mind, hon? Because I keep getting, you know, very soon. Whatever you're asking for, it's going to happen. It's going to happen very soon. Please don't worry.
Okay. I have
sense?
A tendency to worry. Yeah, I have a tendency to worry.
Well, don't worry because, you know, it will happen in your divine right timing at exactly the time, you know, that it should happen. It's sort of like, you know, you're going to see, like, little pieces of a puzzle come together, okay? And just, you know, and while you're waiting, put, you know, whatever your worries are into the form of prayer. And sometimes you might get, like, little nudges, Ruth. You're thinking, why am I getting a nudge to do this? Or it's something, you know, it might seem like it's illogical, but it's to help you to go further on your path, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting just like, listen to the little nudges. I would suggest that you have a dream journal because I feel like you may be having some dreams that are giving you like little messages. You may wake up and just remember a color or a word, a name, a smell, anything. But whatever it is, I would say, you know, write it down, okay? And you're going to see, like you said, those little messages are going to come together and they're going to start to mean something. Do you use a dream journal?
I have been writing things down that have been coming to me. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, the angels are saying you're ready to go forward, you know, into the life of your dreams, Ruth.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. All you have to do is ask the angels to help you and, you know, accompany you. They're ready to, you know, help you to go down that, I see this beautiful path. And they're saying, we've heard, you know, you talking. We've heard your prayers. We know what's been on your mind. We're here to help you. But the best thing you could do is just try to stay calm and try to be relaxed, okay? And as you do, you know, things happen a lot easier when you just allow than trying to, you know, do things and sort of like you know, push against the grain of life, okay? So I feel like, you know, you need a little time to just sort of rest and relax, you know?
Okay.
Have you been thinking about maybe taking a little trip or something? I'm getting like different scenery would do you good, having like a little, you know, break away from where you are.
No, not really.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me, you know.
Can't afford it. I've been saying my prayers and everything, but last week I was passed up for a promotion. Somebody else at work got it. Last week I had a argument with a family member and it's kind of snowballed, you know, so, I mean, everything kind of went downhill last week.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is a different week. It's a new week and you have to watch, you know, the way you tell your story because it's the energy that you're going to bring in, hon. Okay.
Exactly.
So just
exactly.
Take
so
care
I'm just trying to
what the angels are saying.
Yeah,
I'm getting watch, you know, like as you were telling us what had happened, I'm so sorry, but I'm getting like, please watch your emotions and do not hold on to any kind of negativity, Ruth, okay?
That's a big thing.
Because sometimes
when
we hold on to emotions and, you know, we have a valid, it's valid that we're doing that, but it tends to end up where it's like dis-ease in the body and it could easily turn into disease, okay? Because we realize that our body and our minds are connected, right?
Yes.
So we've got to release, like, those emotions so they don't, you know, become a physical issue. Okay.
Is there anything that I can do more to do that?
Well, when you're feeling like that, just, you know, you could say, I release, and just release them, you know.
Okay.
Whatever it is you're feeling, I release anxiety, I release fear, okay? And just keep releasing and ask angels to come in and they'll help you as well, okay? But I do feel like you have some fears and some insecurities as well. And I am getting, you're holding on to old feelings, very, very old feelings from a while ago that someone said something or did something, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, we've got to watch because we've got to deal with our emotions. And you could say, you know, I release, okay?
Okay.
And when we release, you know, you could imagine like you have a beautiful golden box, you know, beside you, and you know you have your angels, and they're saying, you know, Ruth, please put everything that is not positive, put it in the box. And when you're ready, put the lid on the box. You envision you're putting the lid on the box. The angels are going to take all of that to heaven, and then it's no longer yours to worry about, okay?
Wonderful. Okay.
Okay? But I am getting watched because I do feel like, you know, your health, I keep getting your health, and just watch what you're feeling, okay? And, Ruth, I do feel like, you know, you're very intuitive. You know, you feel things and you seem to know things, okay? So, like I said,
I do,
Just watch, you know, like feeling. If it's not positive, let it go. I also am getting some of the stuff you're holding on to that I feel No, that is very old. It's not new. I feel it was from your mother, okay? That you held on to some kind of old and heavy emotions connected to your mom. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so we're just going to ask, you know, the angels to come in. And, I'm going to say a statement. You just listen. I release any old or heavy emotions connected to my mother. I release any old or heavy emotions connected to my mother. Now, you can say those, when you get off air, or you could just say, I release, okay? You should feel a little bit lighter.
I release.
Yes, and you can say that even as you're going to bed. Okay?
Okay,
and remember, love is always the answer, no matter the question, okay? And I do feel like we release and we forgive. You're going to see, like, miracles are going to happen. You're going to attract the opportunities that you deserve, and you're going to attract wonderful people as well that are coming into your life. Does that make sense to you, hon?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Well, you deserve wonderful because you yourself are wonderful. And that's,
thank you.
Yourself as, the wonderful being that you are, hon. Okay? So the angels, they're there with you, and you don't even have to know their name. Just, tell them what areas, of your life that you need help, whether it's, a family member, a situation at work. Just call upon your angels, and they'll help you with whatever you're, going through. Okay? And I am getting, you need to rest a little bit. You do need, just take a little bit of time out and just focus on you. That will be the best thing that you could do, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like things are going to get better, and they may happen, a little faster than you would expect. So just, as you're releasing everything, you're opening up to this beautiful energy. Okay? And I feel like, too, I'm glad you called in because you're starting your beautiful spiritual journey. And it's going to be wonderful. So I do see, some angels coming in. They're going to help you to, go forward and really to commit to your dreams and the goals that you have for yourself. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Liz. And I thank you for calling in, and please stay in touch with us, hon.
Thank you.
God bless.
Hi, Ruth. It's Liz.
Hi.
Did we meet Friday at my center?
We did.
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes, we did.
So,
I get all sorts of signs all the time, every single day. It's a numbers game.
It's only going to get better. So on Friday here, D.C., my beautiful friend Lorraine came, and she does what's called a sound immersion. And she brings, she has Himalayan singing bowls and wind chimes and a shaman's drum and it's a hand pan. It's the most beautiful thing you can live through. It's absolutely wonderful.
It was.
And Ruth came on Friday, so I was able to meet her. So I'm glad she called in today. And I saw her eyes just alight that night with, like, the wonderment of a child in a candy store, like, oh, my gosh, what is all of this? I recognized it. That's how I looked
five
years
ago. It was a
beautiful
experience.
So I have some great cards for you, Ruth. The first one I pulled is number 8, Into Me I See. And on this card is a woman. She's kind of, insecure. She's got her arms, crossed in front of her chest, and she's kind of sitting on the ground and, looking down at the ground, which kind of denotes, self-reflection and, wondering if she's made the right decisions in life and, was it a mistake? Was it this? Was it that? And, just wondering, right?
Yep.
Like, what do we do? That inward place where we go. And, there are no mistakes in life. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what we're here for. We're here for experience. We're here to do these things. We're here to take the chances and do what we do. It's not an accident. So the great thing about this is that around her head, there's a star on her forehead, and around her head are these angel wings starting to form in the shadows, and she's surrounded by this beautiful circle of light behind her, even though she kind of looks dark. And this is you taking this inward time, you know, where we go in and we kind of withdraw from everything, and we reevaluate who we are in our life and, you know, all that stuff. And
yeah,
sometimes we feel that it's bad, or, you know, society makes us feel like we're not allowed to take this time and, you know, it's selfish or whatever, but it's not. Like, we're supposed to. We're supposed to go in. We're supposed to do this reflection. We're supposed to say, okay, this is where we're at. And then we're also supposed to say, you know what? And this is my story. This is how I got where I am today. This is why I am who I am. And so every part of it is important. And it's necessary, and I love it because it's mine.
Gotcha.
It may not be perfect.
Wow.
But perfect is perfect to who? You know? Perfect is all by perception, right? So,
yeah.
You know, and the eight is a signifier of, you know, infinite abundance and just what's coming. Because by doing this, the card is a root chakra card, so you're really grounding in, you're really connecting to the earth, you're feeling secure in who you are, knowing your truth, knowing that, you know, and embracing yourself and loving yourself for every inch of everything that you are and have been. This is you.
Aww.
Plain and simple. And you're actually... It may feel like it's a depressing or dark time, but you're actually activating. You're actually doing the work, making a firm, solid foundation for yourself so that you're able to be on a spiritual plane of connection. Because we can't do this work if we're not stable and secure here, or else we become too far on the crown chakra side where we're like, you know, people are a little woo-woo. So you have to be connected. It's important. And the next card I have is number 41, and it's a crown chakra, and it's a higher view. So this is where you're going. And it's a beautiful woman sitting on the back of an owl. That its wings are widespread, and it's flying out over some body of water, and it has this beautiful green light coming out of its tail, and you're going to be spreading healing. And you're going to begin to look at things from a different perspective. And that is really, you know, the interactions with other people, the getting upset with other people, the, you know, you got passed over for promotion. Know that the universe has done these things on purpose. There is no accident. It was meant to be that way. You were passed over because something better is coming for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
This wasn't meant for you. And that's all it is.
It's all in the plan.
Don't get caught up in your face again. The crown is, I just want to check my notes. The crown, soon you'll see things from a new perspective. So that's what this inward journey is about, because when we come out of it, we realize, you know, many things about ourselves. We realize a lot of times that we project our anger onto other people. We may say things that we may not mean, right? So we have to realize that
right.
People do the same to us. So one of the things to remember is, you know, when people attack you or make you feel bad, or, you know, or say things that are hurtful, to just observe and not absorb it. Or, if, you know, they say it with an attitude, you think they're taking it out on you or angrily, just observe it, because the way someone treats you is a reflection of what they don't like about themselves. So
I like
they're
that.
Just putting onto you what they're unhappy about with them. It has nothing to do with you at all.
Okay.
And that's what you need to remember. When someone does that, just say, this is a reflection of how they see themselves. It has nothing to do with me. And remember that.
Got
just,
it.
You know, step out and say, you know what? Okay, it is what it is. Not that you have to,
exactly.
You know, take any kind of abuse either, but you can simply, you know, simply say, you know, I think that was a little harsh the way that you said that to me. And ironically, when you start to do those things, like address it right away and say, oh, I was a little taken back by the way you said it to me, and are upfront. They don't like fester and manifest, and we tend to create stories in our head, right, of what people meant by the way they said something instead of asking them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure you found out, like, oh, that wasn't what I meant. I'm sorry, I had a bad day, right? And you're like, oh, Jesus.
You helped, so, exactly.
You know, we just have to get out of that place. We've conditioned ourselves to have that type of response and that kind of action. So we just need to retrain ourselves to get out of that and to just, you know, if we think something, if we're not clear on the way something is, to just ask.
Exactly.
They get mad. But the 41, the 4 plus 1 is 5. And for me, the number 5, I'm the oldest of 5 girls, so I always consider 5 the number for family. And so you're going to find your soul family, the people that you feel comfortable with. This is what's coming for you. And you're going to be in a happier, better place. You're just, you know, when we spend more time observing instead of emotionally inserting ourselves, the world changes a lot. So we step back and go, okay. You know, and you start to understand why people behave the way that they do. And you also realize that it's not personal. It's not an attack on you. We don't need to internalize all of these things that other people do. One thing I wanted to mention with what DC said about holding on to negative emotions and anger and things from the past is one of the most powerful quotes that I read when I first started my spiritual journey was, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. So when we're angry at someone and we hold on to that emotion, it only makes us sick. It only causes us pain. It only causes us to be angry. The other person has no effect from the way we're feeling. But those feelings, those emotions are poisoning our body every minute, every second of the day that we're holding on to them, thinking about them, festering on them. So we need to get rid of them. Like,
yeah.
You know what? The universe is going to take care of it. Like, it's not always our job to worry about how karma, you know, unfolds and does its thing. Like, we just have to walk away and know that it's going to happen. And that's all there's to it. You know, it was an experience.
I completely understand that. Yes.
Yeah. So keep those things in mind, Ruth, because you're on your way to a magical awakening. The last chart I pulled from you was from my inspiration deck. And it says, every seed must be planted in darkness before it blooms. So you've only just been planted. Spring is coming.
There we go.
And the affirmation, you know, a powerful thing I do. Next time you're out, you can stop. I have some of my card decks downstairs for sale. And in them, I include a dry erase marker. And you can write the positive words on your bathroom mirror. So write on your bathroom mirror with a dry erase marker, I love you. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am happy. I am healthy. And every day when you're getting ready for work, doing your hair, brushing your teeth, you're reading those words and you're just imprinting them into your brain. You're imprinting them into every cell in your body. You're making an energetic shift just by reading those words. And then if you start saying them out loud, it's going to get even more powerful and become an even faster shift in movement for you. So, and it doesn't hurt the rest of the people in your house either to read them. So, you know, when I started doing that, I would leave them for my boys, and they were like, oh, my gosh, these are so corny. I'm like, I don't care.
I love it.
You know, this is you.
Sometimes I've been draining the colors, and the green that you mentioned about the number 8 card. Or I'm sorry, mm-hmm. the 41 card had the green light and the whole woman with the owl flying over water. I dreamt
mm-hmm.
that the other night, except it was an eagle instead of an owl. So that's very touching that it was.
I'll take a picture of these cards and send them to you because they are beautiful. And look
wonderful.
Up, do yourself a favor, Google the spiritual meaning of an owl when we get done.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Well, Ruth, I know that I'll be seeing more of you soon. I hope you call us back again and give Mary in D.C. an update of, and of course the rest of our callers, listeners, of how you do, where you're going, what fun stuff you discover and get excited about on your way. All right?
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything.
You're
well,
welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, and I'm glad that I got to meet you over the phone.
Yes,
it's so wonderful.
Thank you.
I do feel like, you know, you called in it, you know, this is your divine right timing because you are starting to create, you know, some amazing, you know, opportunities for yourself. And I do feel like monetarily everything is going to be fine. You've got to trust. But really, you know, you've got to connect with some positive affirmations, and Liz is going to take pictures of the cards that she has. And your angels will be with you to help you to go forward. I just heard love from your parents, so I don't know.
Oh, my dad has passed,
okay.
But my mom is still with me. Yeah.
Okay, so he's sending love, hon.
Oh, thank you.
He was quietly saying it, like it was hard to hear him, but I, you know, love, you know. He's sending you love. So he's there, and he's going to help you as well. Okay, and he's just saying he's fine, all is well, and he wants you to think about all the good times that you guys had together, okay? And it's going to make him happy to see you happy and laughing, okay? So, keep going forward. He's saying get ready for all these new beginnings and expect so many different blessings.
Oh, thank
you. I'm getting
you.
A letter H.
Looking forward.
Usually it's a first name or a last name, but if you are not connected with the person, you may be, you know, soon.
It's my last name and also his last name. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, there may be another H as well. So that's just, you know, one of his ways of validating, yep, it's me that's coming in. Okay. And I'm seeing an owl, so that's the last thing he's showing me. Yeah, so look up, you know, look up owl because, like you said, he showed me this really big owl. So that's an important, I guess it's a really important message to you. It's, you know, the owl, you know. And I just feel like owls are, I don't know, to me they look like they're very smart and they're, like, they are wise. They're taking everything in, you know. But I feel like he's also saying you're connected to the spiritual realm.
I very much get signs or numbers all day long. Numbers all day long. I could tell you my date of birth has showed up like 20 times since Friday night.
Yeah.
Like every day, four or five times every day my date of birth.
Wow, that's amazing, yeah. Well, start writing all the messages, a little note. You know, whatever you're getting, start writing them down because I feel like you're getting messages from all over the place.
I am. I just don't know what to do with them, you know, or how to.
You know, just write
them
down. They're like pieces of a puzzle, Ruth. They don't make sense right now, but they will, you know?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And your dad is this is your year to sparkle. So it's your year to sparkle, Ruth. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Ruth, I wanted to say, too, I forgot to add this. Make sure you're protecting yourself when you go out into the world with other people. You know, do you know about putting the bubble protection around you?
No, I heard you mention that before, and I desperately need that.
So when you get up in the morning, you just call on your angels or whatever you know, call on and say, you know, please wrap me in the white light of protection. You know, allow me to move through the world safely. Myself, I ask to be able to sense the other person's energy, feel it, but not take it on. I don't want to, as empaths, we absorb the energy of other people. And a lot of times people are naturally drawn to us and will unload on us, and then we are taking that in. So,
yes.
For me, I picture myself getting in the bubble like Glinda the Good Witch on The Wizard of Oz in that dress.
Yes.
That's how I go out into the world as Glinda. And so, you know, whatever works for you. Some people wrap themselves in pink light or green light. You know, you do what's comfortable for you. But just ask them to protect you and visualize that protection around you. You'll see a change in your day. You'll see that you're not as affected by people. Your day will go smoother. You can say, oh, geez, I noticed that they were, you know, in a different feeling, but it didn't affect me. It didn't bring me down. I didn't go to that level. So it's very, very helpful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
I know
have that
the spiritual
issue.
Meaning of the owl, and it's going to be very, very poignant when you read it. So,
oh, wonderful.
It'll all make sense.
I really appreciate this.
Oh, you're welcome. So have a great night. Call us back and let us know what goes on for you and how you make out, because we love to hear back from our callers, Ruth.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great night.
You too, Ruth.
You too.
Thank you for calling in, hon.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
God bless. What an amazing show this. Wow.
Yeah. I know. We have two.
And my mom
callers.
Was listening. She loved the show, and she's saying, I have to say, though, Liz, you know, the angels looked at you and Mary and my daughter, and when they saw our faces, they knew that we were all going to be trouble.
Absolutely.
And that's why they put us together, you know?
I was going to say, we need to have, like, a meetup this summer, and we're going to have to do, like, a Charlie's Angels photo shoot.
Yes, yes, that's really cool. Yes, oh, my goodness.
That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Beautiful, yes. Well, I think our episode has, in fact, ended.
Yeah. And the callers
so
that
I just,
are waiting. I
say
have
thank you.
Next week, so if they call back, we will pick them up first.
Yes. Yes. But thank you, Liz. It was an amazing night. And hopefully Mary will be with us again next week. God bless everyone.
I hope.
Have a great
week. Bye-bye.
Bye.